Christmas sports carnival's underway. We had the first one with Rosebery on the weekend. Martin Agnew from our newsroom and Saturday Sports. So you went over to Rosebery, didn't you?
I did, Darren, and it was bloody hot. It was very warm down there.
Yeah.
Summer has arrived.
Yeah.
And I didn't take any sunscreen, so I had to scrounge some.
Did they have a good crowd? Or?
Yeah, actually, the grandstand, I reckon, was about three quarters full. Compared to the last couple of years in Rosebery, it's been very light on. I guess that's COVID and whatever. But
yeah.
And I actually, you know, I wondered how it was going to go because they didn't have the rock drilling this year for the first time
right.
in quite a while. But no, it was really good. And the chopping for me was the highlight, with Cody Sears winning his 10th underhand 400mm state title in a row, if you don't mind. And it was. And I mean, when you look at what's coming up over the next couple of weeks with chopping, cycling, and running, it's a smorgasbord. I love this time of year.
Yeah.
Can you tell?
All right, so next on the list will be Hobart.
Yeah, that's on Tuesday night. I'm going down for that one. It's the 42nd running of the carnival. That's just cycling and running. There's no wood chopping there. That's held at the Newtown Oval. If you haven't been there, it's a nice little sort of... I'd call it a boutique oval. You know, there's not a huge lot of surrounding grounds, but it's very intimate.
That's where the Newtown Cricket Club play.
They
that's
do.
It.
Yeah.
So that's 27th.
Yep.
And then we're back up here, Launceston, actually, the following day on the 28th.
Yeah, that's just purely cycling. That's at the Silver Dome.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and they've got a couple of Australian titles on the line there for that one on the 28th, yeah.
Devonport will be next Thursday, the 29th.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one because we're going to see the duel between Stuart McSwain and Ollie Hoare, of course.
Yeah.
You know, is it Roger Bannister and John Landy? Maybe not as big as that, but it's going to be fantastic. Ollie Hoare is the current 1500-metre Commonwealth Games gold medalist. Stewie holds the Australian record for the same distance. Ollie's the 1 mile, and the difference between 1 mile and 1500 is a mile, I think, is 1609 metres to be precise, so it's slightly longer distance.
Yeah.
Ollie's got the Australian record for that. They've never raced each other in Tasmania. I don't think Ollie's done much running on the grass. So I'm tipping what will happen is they've got two battles, one in Burnie as well, but I'm tipping what will happen is that Stewie will win in Devonport because he's used to running on grass. He's used to the handicap system. Mm-hmm. He knows how it works. He knows how to work it. But I think he'll win in Devonport, but look out at Burnie on New Year's Eve.
That'll be awesome. Mm. And Burnie, finishes... Burnie's New Year's Eve, and that's cycling, track and chopping as well, yeah?
Correct, yep.
Yep, New Year's Eve. Traditional there, and then it says here, according to my information, there's a Launceston Madison on December
3rd. Yes, there is, yeah.
Right, so another cycling event?
Yes, correct, and then St Helens late in January to wrap up the series. But Burnie's going to be a big one. It's 136 years old, the Burnie Carnival. It was actually, to give you an idea, it preceded the modern Olympics by 8 or 9 years.
Wow!
Yeah, I know. It's hard to fathom, isn't it? But it's been around that long. And wood chopping, cycling and running, the Burnie gift, of course, for the sprinters is the jewel in the crown. It's rated as one of the big three in Australia, along with the Bay Sheffield, which is run in Adelaide, and of course the Stall Gift.
Mm.
So that'll be an awesome part of that. With the wood chopping, there's two Tasmanian titles on the line. The tree felling's very popular with the crowd. If you've ever been there, you'll understand what I'm talking about there. And of course the cycling as well. And you know, with the cycling, we've got Georgia Baker in the women's cycling. You know, a Tasmanian athlete of the year. She's won gold medals in Commonwealth Games on both the track and the road, which is pretty rare.
She's a gun.
Yeah. And there's not sure how many cyclists are coming from, I can tell you there's a bunch coming from New Zealand. There's a squad coming from Malaysia as well. One or two from the US, eight different countries represented there as well.
Wow.
Yeah. And with the chopping, with the wood chopping, apart from what's on the official Tasmania Carnival Series, they've got a state title at Exeter, I think, on the 26th. They've got a carnival in La Trobe on the 27th, which has got another state title. Then they've got, the carnivals at Burnie. Then on January the 1st at Gowrie Park, there's another two state titles on the line. And then the next day after that, on January the 2nd, so there's 2 days in a row at Gowrie Park, it's the Tasmanian Thousands, which is worth 10 grand. It's the biggest, richest handicap chopping event in Australia. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. And like I said, I love this time of year.
Just tell me, you went to Rosebery on the weekend. Tell me about this young kid, Chelsea Scollier. Now, I know she's won a lot of state titles in junior sprinting, and I think one or two national titles as well. She's a jet.
She is.
No doubt. So
16 years of age from Turner's Beach. This is her first season running professionally, so with a handicap and that sort of stuff. So she hasn't done a lot of running on grass either. She's a sprinter, so she'll be doing the 70 metres, the 100 metres, the 120 in Burnie. And, she's a rising star. Mm, yeah,
very
absolutely.
Good. All right, so you're going to cover all of it on Saturday Sport as
Yes, so Saturday Sport will continue right throughout the break. So I've got a show this Saturday, and I've got another one next Saturday, which is New Year's Eve, and there'll be a lot of carnival content in that, as you can imagine.
Awesome. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.